What's up, everybody? This is Brandon Woodruff. Welcome to the Small Business Podcast, where every week I interview a different small business owner and ask them the questions that matter and they can help your business. On today's episode, I had Nathan Johnson. You're really, I think, going to enjoy his episode and just kind of how deep we dove into some of the topics related to kind of business and lifestyle and things like that. Before we jump in, really quickly, I'm an online fitness coach. So if you are someone who is struggling to know what to do, just with fitness in the middle of this COVID-19 crisis, or if, you know, regardless of it, you still just want to know what to do, you're struggling with consistency, you're struggling with knowledge, whatever it is, just shoot me a text, 251-635-8055, and I'd love to help. Let me know what you think of this episode. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Small Business Podcast. Today, I have with me Nathan Johnson. Nathan, why don't you just go ahead and introduce yourself, man? Tell us who you are and what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's an honor to be on your show, Brandon, that's for sure. And my name is Nathan Johnson. I'm married to an amazing wife, Michelle Johnson. And I've got four amazing kids, Polly, Tony, Annalise, and DJ living here in the Carolinas, South Carolina, just at the border of North Carolina, Charlotte. And that's a little bit about me and my family. But, you know, Better Life is the company, the small business that I run. And basically what I do is I help people make money online. I help people create businesses online. I help people scale their traditional businesses and whatnot. So Better Life, we say, we can and will create our best lives.
Nice. Cool, man. So thanks for sharing that. You know, I usually try to share how I've connected with the person on here. Like you and I, you know, we haven't really been connected too much in the past. We just kind of, you know, have been friends on Facebook and then just kind of connected. You responded to my post about like, hey, what small business owners are out there. And so thanks again for that. So why don't you share with us like, how did your business come about? Like, what were you doing before and kind of what led you to start this business?
Well, Brandon, it's kind of interesting. If you would say, you know, what led me to start this business is probably an awakening I had at the age of 25. Okay. And, it's a little bit of a backstory here, but I think it's prevalent to just kind of understanding who we are and what we do. But my father was an incredible inventor in the sawmill industry, very, very successful. He had a couple of patents. He actually was able to make millions in his time. And I was able to come alongside him. I wanted to, you know, the family legacy thing, right? Like keep it in the family, you know. Mm-hmm. And well, even for my invention, I was throwing out some ideas at the time. And you know, at the age of 25, my father was 49, cancer decided to take a different approach and took my dad out of the game. And at that point in time, yeah, it was rough, man. But at that time, you know, lost my dad, lost my boss, lost my best friend, you know, and a hard, hard hit. But when I got up from that, you know, the pursuit was to stand strong and take over the business and make my father proud. And during that time, I had, you know, kind of found my way in faith for those listeners out there that are believers. And, you know, I just really felt it, you know, money doesn't have me. It's not about money. It's about lifestyle, you know. And although my dad was successful, he wasn't around as a father. He wasn't around as a husband. And that's really what I wanted to be in life, is to be a good husband, to be a good father. And I actually, Brandon, believe it or not, I walked away from the business. And I really believe that's when Better Life was birthed, you know, because it's about lifestyle. You know, we call ourselves kind of like a lifestyle strategy coach, because many times I believe we're asked the wrong questions. We're saying, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know, pertaining to a job or a career or something like that. And we're career and job focused, you know, right out of the gate. And the question really should be, what kind of life do you want to live? You know, how many kids do you want, you know, and those types of things. And then the financial aspect can come into play with what you want your life to be. And I think that's really when it was birthed. I didn't know it at the time, of course. Right. Mm-hmm. I was walking away from a multi-million dollar business. Everybody thought I was crazy and I did too. but you know, I went to be I took the craft that my dad gave me. I became a, you know, an electrical engineer by trade. So I was able to provide well for my family for what, 13 years. And then about 4 years ago, I was just awakened to the idea of creating time and money online. You know, the resources that are online, the things that we can do online are just really, really endless. And immediately I got mentors in my life. I got people to speak into my life, you know, that have actually been there and done that. And so glad I went down that road. And so then that's really when Better Life began. Once I was able to figure out some things for me and my family, I just kind of naturally progressed because I care about others. I have a desire to help people win. I guess that's kind of the ministry background that I have as well. Because we do have a nonprofit called Unite to Ignite. And so ultimately, we do what we do here at Better Life so we can fund what we do at Unite to Ignite. You know? And so it's kind of our for-profit arm to fund our nonprofit, you know, ministry, if you would. So that's kind of how Better Life came into play. And that's where we're at today.
That's awesome, man. So just so I have a decent understanding of it, but like for everybody listening and maybe for me a little bit, go before we dive in a little bit more, go into a little bit more detail. So like, let's say that I'm going to become a client of yours and you are going to coach me. Like what does that kind of practically look like? Is it different for every person? Are there certain things that you kind of like hit on for everybody? Like what exactly is the service you provide for people?
Yeah. Great question. It's absolutely different for everybody. You know, there is no cookie cutter way. It's, you know, kind of like you were talking about diet plans, you know, it's not like this is the diet. There's no other, you know, diet plan that's, you know, I just connect, you know, I really connect. Cause I think a lot of times we're still, it depends on program they are to the, you know, are they trying to create a lifestyle or are they trying just to create money or, just have a conversation, figure out their heart, you know, their heartstrings, why they want to do what they do. And then it kind of goes from there. Then I got to know how much knowledge do you have about going online? I mean, can they make videos? Some people, I mean, either got a video, podcast or blog, right? If you're going to win in the online world, you got to do one, if not all of them, you know. I thoroughly believe that those that can do video are the most effective, but, you know, it all depends on their skill set, but I mean, you being in the fitness industry and whatnot and online is just, you know, how well, you know, obviously you can do video or you have an online presence with you. So we would go then go into kind of the mechanics. I mean, do you have a website? You know, what software do you use? Do you have traffic? You know, how do you drive traffic? You know, how do people know about you? What is your brand? And it's awesome. You know, it's different for every person, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And I know, like, as we were talking about before we started recording, like, you're really blowing up right now as all the businesses try to find ways to move online, right?
Yeah, it's pretty wild, man. And I, you know, I thank God for it, really. But, I mean, part of it is a lot of people are hurting right now, man. A lot of people are in a scramble. What am I going to do? How am I going to do this? I mean, you know, car lots. I'm thinking, guys, you can sell those cars online. You know what I mean? You can, it's so easy to transition and in my mind, cause we're there, right? We're, we're already in the online world. So it seems easier for us, but you know, the doors have just swung wide open to help a lot of people that haven't been online. To help a lot of people that, have wanted to be online, but like never really stepped forward and they had an idea. But they didn't move forward. And now they're like, hey, I just got laid off. I'm moving forward with this. I want to teach people about firearms. I want to teach people about fitness. I mean, there's a lot of fitness coaches right now that are going online. Thank God you were there before them. But, you know, it's awesome. I mean, right now we're definitely expanding. Like I was telling you, I was like, I was reaching out to people I know, love, and trust. Like, hey, you know, what if I were to provide the training to get them up to speed so they can help us help others, you know, as well. And I believe that's going to happen.
And how is it? Is it just you or do you already have other coaches as well?
Right now, I mean, primarily it's just me. There's some people like if I know someone's strong in, like into fitness, I do have a fitness coach that I delegate to. If I know someone's, you know, big into holistic health and wellness or whatnot, I got somebody I refer them to. If I know somebody who's really into leadership and those types, I got someone I refer them to. So they are coaches in their lane.
Yeah.
And like you said, I guess I'm kind of a delegator, kind of a networker. You know, just as I know people, I say, hey, you need to meet so-and-so.
Yeah.
And to make those connections, because I'm a firm believer we're stronger in numbers.
Yeah. You know? So you've got a good network that you refer out to, but you just don't have, you don't have like other coaches as part of Better Life, right? Does that have that right?
Yeah, not yet, but I believe they're coming, my friend.
Ooh, man, that's awesome.
To come. And you know what? They don't even have to be under Better Life. They can do their own thing, you know, just as long as we're helping people. But
yeah,
I think some of these people really would like to work with Better Life, you know, under Better Life. But not about building the brand. I'm not about building the brand. I'm more about building people, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, man. So I'm going to ask you one question here that's kind of like a borderline personal and business question, and then we'll move into the practical stuff about your business. But what would you say is kind of one of the biggest problems since you started Better Life that you've had to kind of face and overcome, like in your business? Like, what's one of the biggest struggles you've had to figure out how to navigate?
Well, I think coming from a ministry background, right? In ministry, you help everybody, period.
Right.
You know, orphans, widows, those in need, whoever, whatever, whether they're in prison, whether they're doing what, you just have a heart to help, to serve, to give, and expect nothing in return. You know, no agenda whatsoever. Just give. So. And when I transitioned into business, you know, 4 years ago, which, you know, I had a job, but when I transitioned into business, into Better Life, more strongly, I am still learning, I believe, Brandon, right now, to actually transition to help people help themselves.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. You know, like, I have such a heart to see people win, but I can't want it more than you for your online fitness business to go to the next level. I can help you, but you're going to have to want it more than me, and I can just help you help yourself.
Yeah.
And so if that makes sense to you and the listeners, it's just business just brought that shift. And you know what? It's even kind of helped in ministry, because in all things, really, the greatest thing is to teach someone how to fish and not give them a fish, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, so I say this often, you know, help me help you. You know, I'm only here to help you help yourself. But if you're not willing to help yourself, I can't do it for you. So that's probably been the biggest struggle, because my heart's so big for people to win. To see them step away from their dreams, to see them step away from their passions, because there's pushback. Because, I mean, business, there's pushback. You know, you get resilience, you just get up. You don't cry about it. You may mourn about it for a day, but get up the next morning and just choose to win. And when people don't choose to win, they say, man, it's just too hard. And they walk away from it. I mean, not only does it hurt me, but it hurts them, because when you give up on a dream, when you give up on a passion, it does something on the inside of you that's hard to, you know, describe what it does to a person. It really kills, you know, the inside of you to know that you walked away from something that you are passionate about. And that's often very, very difficult for me to watch, you know, take place as well.
That totally makes sense, man. Thanks for sharing that. It's an awesome answer. So I want to move into some of the practical stuff here of kind of like how you run your business. So who would you say is your target audience for Better Life?
Well, right now I believe we're doing kind of a transition. I've been doing the 414challenge.com with Pedro Odeo. You know, that's a free plug for you, Pedro. And for Kingdom Entrepreneurs, man, it's crazy I'm even saying that, but it's my heart, you know. It's people, you know, Kingdom Entrepreneurs. Now, if you're not a believer, I'll still do business with you. As long as you're morally and ethically, you know, in line, you know, I won't do anything outside of that. But I feel like I'm really wanting to target Kingdom Entrepreneurs, believers that really want to win. What we're going through with this COVID-19 and in our world right now, believers need to rise up. Believers need to take their place. And I'm here to help any way that I possibly can. Them scale their business, create a business, whatever it is, to win at a very, very high level. But ultimately, you know, just anybody who's looking to build a business or scale their business online is really my niche.
Cool, man. Yeah, I mean, so you would say primarily, just for anybody who might not like be like a Christian or whatever listening to this, when he says believer, he means somebody who's a Christian, you know? So, I mean, you would say that that's your primary target audience, but you would not say like, oh, you're not a Christian, I won't work with you, right?
No, so, sir. Absolutely not.
With you. As long as they're not trying to get your help, like figuring out how to sell like their, you know, illegal narcotics or something online. Like, okay, I got you.
Well, it depends on the profit margin now. I'll tell you.
Cool. So yeah, man. So let's say, so I want to move into the marketing a little bit here. Like, how do you get prospects? Like, how do people find out about you?
Yeah, great question. That's the man. I tell you what, just add value. You know, I've chosen to, as far as, I guess, mainly online. Now the network I had, a lot of people know me. You know, I've been, just kind of been around and been in different lanes for a while now. So my network is already just organically fairly big. But you know, I do some online. I am there on Facebook. I am on Instagram. I can't say I'm like an expert at that, but I just add value because I believe, you know, my job, is to make people's lives better because we're in it.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's not this crazy. Now I do have some things out there that are working, but the biggest thing I could say, just add value, you know, not always about, hey, how to make money online. Everybody make money online. Right. Like, I got it, Nate. I know you can do that, but what else?
Yeah.
You know, just encouraging people, adding value to people, and those types of things. I think goes a long way. It's organic. It's slow. It's time consuming.
Yeah.
But I think I find the clients that actually do something real with their life come from an organic reach, if you would.
Yeah. So what kind of, like I said, we've only recently connected, so I haven't been following your stuff for too long or anything. So what kind of content and when you say add value, I 100% love that and think that's the best way to go, but what kind of content and things like that are you putting out? What kind of things are you, how are you adding value with your content?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, my wife's beautiful, so I use my wife for that. Kind of lie. We go Facebook Live. It's raw, it's uncut, it's not scripted, it's not, it's out of our heart. You know, we talk about, you know, creating habits, the importance of creating habits in your life. You know, in this time of the COVID-19, if you're laid off, get up in the morning, you know, you have breakfast, you know, still, you know, do some sort of physical, do something physical, work out, walk, run, do something. Don't allow yourself to, you know, fall on the wayside, you know, so that's strengthen habits, books you're reading, podcasts you're listening to. So we recommend this podcast. And, yeah, the other ones that you've done it too, of course. So the power of habits, you know, is value adding. You know, we're talking about the power of being healthy. Not that I'm some health coach. I do have a health coach that's helping me lose weight right now. That does not make me an expert. I'm not one of those guys that has a, you know, listens to a YouTube video. Next thing you know, I'm a
change your Instagram bio.
I just say, hey, talk to Nick Brucker. He's the man. You know, like you like this? Talk to Nick, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Type thing. But, you know, for the everyday people like me in that arena, it's like, hey, you know, it's something that's been helping me is drinking water, you know, good sleeping patterns, having the proper nutrition, eating clean, that type of stuff. Not really promoting a diet or a workout program.
Yeah.
Although I will refer it, like I would refer you, or I refer Nick and whatnot, but just adding value in those ways, just practical things, right? You know, habits and, you know, healthy and mindset, you know, overcoming poverty mindset, you know, those types of things. So that has nothing to do with going online and making money. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. That's cool,
I think,
man.
The promotion, your promotion of your business should not exceed more than 20% of your content.
Yeah.
I would even scale back to 10% of your content. You know, they're the call to action, the CTA, if you would, really shouldn't be more than 10 to 20%. Otherwise, you're just pitching pitching, pitching people, and they will unfollow or unfriend.
Yep.
And nobody wants to be pitched. It's called, you know, Facebook for social marketing. Yeah. You know, we're supposed to be social, you know, and adding value is going over other people's stuff, liking their stuff, commenting on their stuff, sharing their stuff, be a community. Yeah. Don't just be about your thing, your pitch, your whatever.
Yeah.
Be about somebody else's, promote somebody else, encourage somebody else, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I love that. I really, I'm glad. I'll be honest. You're the guest that I've had on who I know the least so far. And so I'm really glad that this, I mean, you are saying some awesome stuff. Like every other time I've gone in, just full transparency, I've been like, I know this person, I know exactly what they're going to say. We didn't know each other at all. So I was like, I feel confident about this guy just from reviewing your stuff, but I'm glad that, that my suspicions were confirmed by the things you're saying. So yeah, man. I mean, I think that that's awesome. I mean, when it comes to, so you would say the way that you are putting content out is literally like just adding value in any way you can, like any way that you can help improve somebody's life. Like, you know, any advice you and your wife can share with them. Like that's it. And like you said, encouraging through like going through and liking and engaging with their posts. So that's what you do. That's really cool, man. I love it. So let's say moving into kind of your little like sales process here, like, you know, sales is hard. Like it's, I've shared on the podcast before that this is the piece that I have had the hardest time with. And when I said little sales process, I didn't mean to sound like demeaning. I just like sales in my head is like, it's the thing I have to do. You know what I mean? Like, but because like I do see the value in it, obviously, like you're not going to get any clients if you can't close the deal, you know, but for me, it's very much like a necessary evil, but I've learned to do it now finally in a way that doesn't feel very like salesy. Like I just share with them, this is how the coaching will help you. If you want it, like, cool, here are my prices. If you don't want it, the very least I can do is give you some tips on like what to not do and how to avoid some of the things out there, you know, that are going to just try to take your money. So, what does your sales process look like when you get on the phone or whether it's in person, whatever it looks like, you've got somebody who reaches out to you and is interested. What does kind of like them going from potential client to client look like?
Yeah. You know, first I'd like to say I love sales, you know, and the reason why I love sales is because what is sales? Sales is just simply meeting a need.
Yeah.
You know, you find out, you know, so when someone sits down with me, I find out what their need is. I'm honest whether or not I can help them or not. Because if I can't, I will just simply point them in a different direction. Again, you know, I'm not a fitness coach. Even though I'm losing weight, I will point them a different direction. You know, I'm not a holistic wellness, you know, person. Just because I'm eating clean, I will point them in a different direction. Will I lose money? I don't care. I can't help them, you know, holistically.
Yeah.
You know, so I will refer them, no problem. I believe it'll come back to me.
Yeah.
But, you know, really just meet the need. You know, what does it look like sitting down, identifying where the need meter is and seeing, can I meet that need meter? Can I take them to the next level? Can I really work with this person is what it looks like. And then the sales, the close is, you know, really, this is how I can help you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm a take it or leave it kind of guy too. Like, I'm not a persuader. I'm not a manipulator. I just simply lay it out there and they take it or leave it. And I don't become emotionally involved. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not always, full transparency. I do get emotional.
It happens.
But I try not to. So the close and, you know, sitting down with somebody is just asking the questions and seeing if I can meet the need. And if I can meet the need, I meet it. And we call that sales.
Yeah.
So therefore, that's why I can say I love it. And because of the way I look at it.
Yeah. I like that, man. And I'll clarify, like, I'm very, like, I 100% agree with everything you just said. When I say I don't like sales, I mean, like, in the traditional sense of what people most of the time think of when they hear sales. You know what I mean? Like, there's one guy, I won't name him, but one guy whose podcast, like when I went fully self-employed, man, I honestly had like a little bit of a freak out, like where I just listened to tons of sales type stuff because I knew it was my biggest weakness. Like I always try to grow and improve and have new knowledge as a fitness coach. So I'm always trying to learn the new research and that kind of stuff. But like in my actual coaching process, I have full confidence because I know it works. I've seen it work plenty of times and continue to do so. So I knew that my product was good, but like, and I knew that I felt decent about my marketing, like the stuff that I was putting out, although I was trying to learn that. But the place that I was just like, I don't know how to do this is sales, because I was like, how do I get somebody on the phone? And so one guy I was listening to, he was just so aggressive. You know, he was like, yeah, man, like here's an objection they'll throw up. They'll say, oh, I need to ask my spouse like before I financially commit. So I'll be like, all right, get your spouse on the phone right now. Like, let's get on the three-way call. Like, let's get this nailed down right now. And I was just like, I'm not going to do that. You know what I mean? Like, to me, if I was on the phone with somebody and they did that, I personally, maybe not everybody's this way, but I personally would just be like, no thanks, man. You know what I mean? Because I know that we are not going to click, you know, very well relationally if that's somebody doing that. Like, the people that I can click with for ministry, it's completely different. I can pour myself out in love and serve, but when we're talking business and me literally, like, if I'm looking to hire somebody as a coach in something in my life and they're treating me that way already before I've even signed on with them, that's not somebody that I want to bring in. You know what I mean? So like when I say that about the sales, yeah, that's the kind of sales I mean. So
yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. I think sales gets, you know, my father was an incredible salesman. I mean, this guy, 10, 11, 12, you know, years old. I don't know how I was in those meetings when he would do sales, but he's the one that taught me really how to do relational sales.
Yeah.
You know, how to know their name, their wife's name, their kid's name, the sports they play, the cars they drive, like they just paid attention to detail, the pictures that were on the wall, you know, and just a lot of things, a lot of pointers I pulled back, you know. So been around sales my whole life, you know, but there was a crooked side of sales that I saw, like you're kind of talking about. Maybe crooked's kind of a strong word, but
hyper aggressive,
yeah. And to a point you could say crooked, but I think this, when you know that your product or service is superior and it can help that person and make sales fun, when you don't know and you know you're not quite sure, then it makes it very, very difficult. Like it'd be very, very hard for me to sell you a Ford Pinto, because I don't drive one, don't want one, you know.
Yeah.
And unless it's, you know, but if you know the service, if you what you have, you know, it is helping people online to be fit, and in these times, you know, they can't go to the gym, they can't do that. There are people really need the service that you've got. You can walk forward, you know, with full strength and say, I've got to, you know, if they've made it clear that this is the need they need, you know, this is what they need. Hey, I'm here to help. Here's how it works. Here's my packages. Here's my times that I do it. Boom. You know, it's super simple. So I think that's the key with sales is, do you believe in your service or your product? Because then it opens the door to being fun, you know, that you get to help people with your product or your service.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. So let me ask you this. So, you know, I think that a lot of times it's easy to kind of have a skill set, go in and just kind of do your thing. But I know obviously just from talking to you that you're into, like, you know, just some of the names you dropped and the courses you're taking right now, like that you're into like self-improvement and continuing to like become better at what you do and things like that. So what would you say are some of the main methods that you use for like self-improvement or whatever you want to call it, you know?
Yeah. Reading is essential.
Yeah.
There's no shortcuts. You know, you can listen, you can watch YouTube, and all those things are great. Listening inspires you, it encourages you, but reading actually changes the way I think.
Really?
And so reading for me is essential. And I know that when I decide that I don't have time to read, I'm deciding to not take my business to the next level, because I can't serve my clients at a higher level because I don't have the content. I don't have the depth that they need, because all I'm doing is listening. You know, I could be listening to this podcast in a couple of days off to the side while I'm typing and sending an email. How much am I consuming from that podcast? But when I'm reading and not audiobooks, actually there's something powerful, you know, about the eyes on the words and reading it to yourself and not being a speed reader. I'm one of the slowest readers there is. I'm not in a competition to read books. I'm in a competition to be a better version of myself today.
Yeah.
And the best way that I know how for me, one of the many things really is reading, you know, self-development. Right now I've just stepped into taking my physical well-being, as one of those self-developments. Consistency is the key there.
Yeah.
It's not the diet. It's not the thing. It's not the shake. Yeah. What is consistency for me?
For everybody.
That's made huge shifts, Brandon. That's been, in all humility, man, that's one of the biggest shifts I think I've had outside of reading, you know, is taking my physical well-being and nutrition to the next level. And of course, listening, because most everything that I do and that I help people do are almost opposite to their education, you know, all their college and all their high school and all that. Some of that stuff applies, but ultimately when it comes to scaling, building an asset, what we're doing is duplicating your workouts. If you record them, you can put like a whole thing together, right? I mean, a whole course together, and that course could be sold and sold and sold and sold outside of the element of time. That's not really taught. And so I'm definitely listening to podcasts, listening to audios. So, you know, what does Tony Robbins say? You are what you eat, read, and listen to, you know? And so I'm very careful with what I eat, read, and listen to. And that really helps myself. And of course, I need to have some strong men in my life that are more successful than me. Yeah. And I got to humble myself and have a mentor, not a boss and someone who's like telling me what to do and stuff like that, but just someone that has what I want, that I can reach out to and have a conversation when I need them. I couldn't do it without mentors and people in my life, you know,
for sure. That's awesome, man. It sounds like you're really comprehensive, kind of like all bases covered when it comes to the self-improvement piece. That's awesome. And congrats on the weight loss, man. Seriously, that's cool.
Yes, sir.
So let's say what does like – this is similar to the question I just asked, but what does – let's say that you wake up, because obviously you're inspired to do what you do, but let's say you wake up one day and you're just not feeling it, but you've already got commitments. Like, what kind of things do you do to kind of stay inspired and motivated on days like that?
Well, I made a decision to provide for my family and to provide for my kids and to build something bigger than myself. And because I made that decision, I don't need inspiration. I don't need motivation. Yeah. I made a decision.
Yeah.
How many times do we not get up and not want to go to work, right? But what do? We grumble, we go to work. We get in our car and we get there, you know. But when it comes to like your own business, that's the defining moment. You get to find out for the first time just how diligent you are or how diligent you aren't.
Yeah.
That's and sometimes true. That reality is – staggering, you know, people want to think immediately want to shift it to it's my fault, your fault, book's fault, whatever, who somebody else's couldn't potentially, you know, couldn't be my fault because if I did that, I might actually grow up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't need it. I don't need inspiration. I don't need motivation. You do in the beginning.
Yeah.
So, but I would say get to a place to make a decision as fast as you possibly can.
Yeah.
So you don't need motivation. You don't need inspiration to get up and do what you say you're going to do. Just consistently do what you say you're going to do. And even when you say things that you don't want to do, do it. So you'll always be known as a man of your word or a woman of your word.
Yeah. How much, just kind of a side question here to that. How much do you think being passionate about what you do plays into what you just said? You know what I mean? Like that ability to get up and do it.
Well, to a measure, I mean, I think it's pretty important. I think it's passionate about why you do what you do.
Yeah.
See, I think people are like, well, I'm just not passionate about that thing. I'm not really I've got gift, you know, I've got, you know, skills and talents that I'm not passionate about. Mm-hmm. But hey, I could record that and get that online and make it a course.
Right.
And that right there could be an asset that creates what I really want.
Yeah.
So the passion, I think, has got to be not the what, but the why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many things, well, I'm not real passionate about fitness. I'm not real passionate about, you know, carving totem poles or whatever people are doing out there, you know.
Yeah.
But why are you doing it? And that's why the first conversation I have with people, I really drill the why. Because if there's not a substantial why there, I don't have a client there.
Yeah,
because it's just not the nuts and the bolts and the moving parts. You know, there's got to be a bigger picture.
Yeah.
And I think it's more important that we're passionate about that bigger picture.
Yeah.
than it is about the thing you do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because the thing you do today may not be the thing you're doing next year.
Yeah.
You know, so forget about the what. What's your why? And that's what goes back to that lifestyle discussion. Yeah. What do you want to do with your life? Where would you like to live? Yeah. How many dogs you want? How many kids you want? You know, how many kind of people do you want to impact? You know, that type of stuff.
I love it, man. It's as I continue to do this podcast, I am just amazed at how similar people in different professions think on certain things. You know what I mean? Like that, like even in fitness, that's literally when I'm doing an initial consult call with somebody, like, and they say their main goal is, oh, I want to lose 50 pounds. It's always why, you know, because I know that if it's just an arbitrary 50 pounds, it's probably not going to happen, you know, because if you know you want to lose 50 pounds and it hasn't happened yet, like you haven't dug deep enough. So we need to dig deeper. So I love how it's amazing to me how the same core principles kind of like apply to just about any business, you know. That's awesome. So let me just say one more related question on that, and I'm kind of pushing it just a little bit because of what you do for a living, and I think you'll have good answers to it. Like you did give one kind of caveat there, and you said you don't think that you should need that consistent inspiration, you know, or a way to motivate yourself and stuff except at the beginning. So like, let's say that you're talking to somebody who is at the beginning. What would you say are some of the ways that you would help them kind of push through at that point until they kind of develop it as like habit? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the key. Helping them develop it as a habit, right? Yeah. So what we're doing is we're pulling people out of an employee mindset world, right, into thinking like an entrepreneur. Right. Well, the problem is the employee mindset really is rooted in 12 to 16 to 18 to 20 years of education, and you know how I've got to not fully combat that, but I've got to bring them into the ways of thinking like an entrepreneur, to thinking like a business owner, to thinking about creating time and money, not just money. And so, you know, that inspiration, you know, it's I'm a systems guy, right? So a lot of times I'm thinking systems in the background. How can I create systems to make life easier? So I, you know, put together a program based on their needs to bring them a day by day, step by step process of things they should be reading, things they should be listening to, you know, things that, you know, in their health, you know, that they should make some adjustments, even if it's totally not even related. It's going to be related because it's mindset, it's motivation, it's those types of things, you know, and then simple tasks to do every day for at least 30 days. And then we check in on the habit. And then maybe I don't tell them what to do every day, but I'd say this week I want you to focus on, you know, and we do a week by week for maybe the next, you know, 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And then I just check in, are the habits established yet? And I will continue with that process until I see habits are established, but I will always be talking about there's going to come a day where I'm not going to tell you what to do.
Yeah.
And the habit has got to be there to get you through that day.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you what to do and hope so there's a day coming where I don't have to tell you what to do every day.
Yeah. Love it, man. That's awesome. For this, like if you were to listen to some other episodes of this, you'll notice that every episode are similar questions, but some I skip, like for instance, with us, I'm skipping some of the more like really kind of like logistical type questions just because I know you'll like, I have no doubt that you'd add value there too, but I think like where I like to spend the time right now is kind of some of the more, a little bit deeper questions like we're getting into right now. Cause I mean, I think, you know, you have a unique skill set that can help people with that. So, I mean, one last thing kind of before we move into kind of a wrap up here, what does your personal like morning routine look like? This is a question I've just now started asking people who kind of, you know, are running a business on their own and things like that. Because I think the more I'll just tell you why. I used to think, and I am naturally, but I used to think I'm kind of a night owl. Like, you know, if I could make my own schedule, I would sleep in and stay up late. And, you know, I did try that. And for me personally, like my energy levels and the way I work, yeah, I mean, that is good for me. But as it relates to the outside world, it doesn't work so well. You know what I mean? So actually, like I've pivoted myself to like a semi, not crazy early, but I get up at like 6:15 now and try to get in bed by like 10:30. 11 o'clock, something like that, and try to, you know, get my 7 to 8 hours of sleep. But, you know, so my morning routine, it has shifted pretty significantly here recently. And it just makes me curious, like, how are other people who are entrepreneurs and small business owners, how are they handling this? So what do you do? Like, what is your morning routine look like?
Yeah, my morning routine is, I'm a night owl as well. I don't know what it is about night. Mm-hmm. Everything starts settling down and my mind just starts to click. It just starts to move. It just starts to go, and I'm drawing things out and I'm figuring things out. And, you know, my wife has a good time popping in on me at the 1, 2 o'clock in the morning in the front room, drawing stuff out. Yeah, She's like, look at you, man. Like, I'll be in bed in a minute. I'll be in bed in a minute. She's like, no, you won't. You know, and then, I'd sleep until 10:30, 11 o'clock. But recently, because of the influx of business right now, I have to be ready for my clients. And what I mean by ready is, I exercise right away. You know, I just ride right away. I just come out of bed and I put my shoes on, put my hoodie on, and I go run. I just go run, you know, do some burpees, do some push-ups, you know, and get her done. Mm-hmm. Come home, shower up, and throw down a protein shake right now. Take my whatever Nick's got me doing, you know, whatever he tells me to do. And I read. I get my reading in. I read the Word for a little bit, a couple chapters. Read some mindset books for a little bit, and then I listen to a podcast. And then I am ready. I will have depth for my clients. Because I must be able to give to my clients and people out of the overflow, out of the abundance of my life. Not just out of inspiration. You know, there's got to be depth there. So I right now am transitioning to trying to get to bed, you know, a little bit earlier, waking up earlier, and making sure I do me first. Because if I don't do me first, you know, clients are pulling on me all throughout the day. And by the end of the day, you know, I didn't do me at all.
Yeah.
I got to do me first.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks, man. Well, as we begin to wrap up here, just a few quick questions. Let's say that you meet somebody, which you do on a regular basis, but let's say that you meet somebody who's looking to start a small business, not necessarily they already have a business that they're now trying to transition online, but somebody who's like, either they're about to start their own small business, or they've just started it and they're in the very early like months of it. Like, what would you say, what would you give, like, what's your best like piece of advice you'd give like a new small business owner?
Any field, just, I mean, anything particular?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It could be anything. You just ran into him in a coffee shop, some random person.
Yeah, I think that one of the things is, you know, to know your who, you know, to know your customer, to know who you're trying to help. Whether that's somebody who needs a new roof, or that's somebody who needs their car worked on, or if that, you know, whatever that may be, someone in fitness, who is your who? Because when you commit to your who will commit to you. And I think that's one of the things I'm seeing as a pretty common thread right now, Brandon, is a lot of people don't know who their who is. They're trying to reach the world, and in the midst of reaching the world, they're reaching nobody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so hey, who's your who? Who's your target market? Who would be the, you know, your ideal customer? And why? Seven steps deep, why? You know, so they can really target on their niche, who their who is. So they can commit to that who, because I tell you, when you commit to the who commits to you.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. It's almost like a Dr. Seuss quote. Would you say that somebody has to have a niche right away in every field? Or would you say that they, you know, I mean, I know obviously it's subjective. It depends on the, you know, it's kind of hard to answer broadly, right? But like, I will tell you, like, just in the fitness coaching world, you know, the marketing advice I've run into, it's either coach everybody that you can get your hands on to begin with, and then as you progress, figure out like who you like working with and niche down, or it's find a very specific niche to begin with that nobody else is targeting and focus in on that. So like, out of those two, would you say that the latter is where you tend to land?
Yeah, I think here's the deal. The niche that you have today may not be the niche that you're going to have next month, next year. You're not married to it. You know, and I think that's the thing is people think too much about it. They're thinking too much about who's my niche, who's my audience. I don't know. Figure it out. Just ask, you know, some questions and let's just pick one and go from there. Because, you know, once you target in, like, let's just take your business for a moment. Like, one season, you could focus on busy dads. You could focus on, you know, busy men, you know, that work full time or whatnot. I don't have time to work out, you know, and really go for that being your niche. The people, the men that feel like they don't have time to work out, and you build like a whole campaign, you know, all the social media stuff, the videos and stuff to really target that niche. And once it's done, that thing's sitting there and running.
Yeah.
You know, now let's niche the entrepreneur, or let's niche stay-at-home moms, or let's niche, you know, pick another niche. So you're building units of niches, you know, but because you committed to this unit over here, you know, and you really honed in on that, they're committed to you. And so now when you shift over here, you're able to niche again. So my biggest issue is I've tried to reach the whole world, Brandon. I'm in transition right now from stop trying to reach the whole world and focus on some niches myself. And I think there's power, and I think I'm getting some pretty good clarity on why we need to niche. So hope that answers the question.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Definitely does. Well, let's all wrap it up here. What is the best place that people can find you if they want to just kind of hire your services, or if they just kind of want to like creep on your profile or whatever, like what's the best place for them to find you online?
Best place to find me online as far as a website is, you know, betterlife.expert is the website that we have. I'm online as Nathan G. Johnson, just like me, you know. And then of course we've got Better Life on Facebook as well. And I think that those are the best places to find me. Right now we got some crazy incentives, if you would, and may back off on these incentives right now, but we're actually giving away a $300 hotel savings gift card for anybody that comes and registers to just have a conversation with me. Just to go to betterlife.expert and have a conversation with me. Better Life will immediately send you a $300 hotel savings gift card. And what's wild right now, Brandon, is the clients that I'm able to bring on, because I'm so strong in the why and the big picture, I actually celebrate my new clients that move forward into service that makes sense for them by sending them on a 4-day, 3-night vacation. So it sounds crazy, but it's absolutely legit, because I love to celebrate people. I love to launch people into the next season of their life with just a bang, you know? And that's so that's $300 hotel savings gift card just for having a conversation. And if I'm able to serve you and find a service that will help you either get your business off the ground or start a business, I get to celebrate you by sending you and your family on a 4-day, 3-night vacation.
Hey, man, thanks. Yeah. Are people actually taking you up on that right now with the coronavirus deal? Like, I mean,
Brandon, you had to bring that up.
I'm sorry, dude. I had to ask. I mean,
talk about ruining a man's pitch, bro.
I'm sorry.
It's all good. It's a valid question, man. Yeah. You've got 18 months to use to set the date. So
that's awesome.
We're going to be out of this thing before too long. Don't know what it's going to look like. I believe there's a new normal coming, but vacation, you know, being able to take your family on vacation will be returned to us. So you got 18 months to use the vacation package, and the $300 hotel savings gift card is actually good for rental cars and activities. But I kind of wonder the same question right now. Is this incentive really
I'm just joking, man. To be honest, like, it sounds awesome. I mean, I've never heard of anybody doing something that huge, like for a new client. And also, I personally, like, if I signed on with you and you told me that right now, I would probably assume that the flights are not that bad right now and potentially go depending on where it was, you know. I don't know. So anyway, I would have to research a lot more. So
yeah, I mean, you go anywhere.
Yeah.
Where are you located at?
I'm in Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas City.
So I got Branson. Branson's one of the locations. Yeah. I'm too close to make it fun, though.
Yeah.
Vegas, Williamsburg, Gatlinburg, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, Daytona Beach. Cancun, Mazatlan, all sorts of other locations. Some of them I can't even pronounce, so I'm not going to even try. Yeah. But pretty cool.
Nathan, thanks, man. I'm going to wrap up the podcast here. I appreciate you coming on, man. It's been awesome.
Hey, Brandon again. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed it, got anything from it, please tune back in and please share it with any other small business owners in your life.